right? Everybody, please stand for the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. This is Chief Commander of the Soviet Union. Please put him on silent.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, December 17, 2019. The time is 7:32. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci is absent, excused. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers and Commissioner Tucci, they are absent, excused this evening.
Madam Clerk, go to minutes.
We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for November 7th, 2019, and November 28th, 2019.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
We have minutes for executive session for November 7th, 2019, November 18th, 2019, and December 3rd, 2019.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes, Mayor.
All right. We're going to go to, we have a couple of proclamations tonight. The first proclamation is on behalf of Nutley Unico, and we're going to split, since we're all three, the commissioners here tonight are Unico members, we're going to split up the proclamation. Whereas in 1953, a group of Nutley residents formed the Columbus Civic Club of Nutley as a way to develop Italian-American pride in the Nutley community. Whereas the Columbus Civic Club of Nutley operated in Nutley until 1958, when it applied for national membership to the Unico National Organization. Whereas the signature page of the original Unico National Charter application was signed on August 12, 1959, by the membership of the Columbus Civic Club of Nutley. And whereas Nutley Unico was officially chartered on October 10, 1959, as part of the Unico National Organization, which is the largest Italian-American service organization in the United States. And whereas Nutley Unico is comprised of individuals of Italian ancestry who are committed to preserving Italian heritage and ethnicity and providing a better quality of life for those in need on a community and national level.
Whereas Nutley Unico is one of the largest chapters in the nation, and in 2002 was recognized by Unico National as the model chapter in the nation. Whereas Nutley Unico's motto is service above self, and whereas Nutley Unico donates on a yearly basis over $30,000 in scholarships to Nutley students seeking post-secondary education careers, and whereas Nutley Unico contributes more than $15,000 to a variety of national and local charities and causes. A few of these causes include MS research, autism awareness, prostate cancer research, young adults, the Nutley Public Library, Thriving Survivors, the Jimmy V. Fund, Cooley's Anemia, just to note a few. And whereas Nutley Unico has also made a major commitment to education in the form of support for Italian study chairs at various universities, most notably Seton Hall, Montclair State, and Stony Brook University.
Whereas throughout the last 60 years, Unico National has recognized the Nutley chapter for its many contributions and donations to the National Earthquake Relief Fund in Italy, Twin Towers 9/11 Fund, and Unico National Scholarships. And whereas Nutley and Unico has instilled many important values and beliefs in its members over the years, helping them become honorable citizens and prominent professionals. And whereas on Thursday, October 10, 2019, Nutley Unico hosted its 60th anniversary dinner commemorating 60 years of service. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, applaud Nutley Unico for 60 years of community involvement, commitment to promoting the Italian-American heritage and culture, and for being a positive influence in the Nutley community.
Lorraine, you want to come up and say a couple words?
Good evening. I'm Lorraine Kaczynski. I'm the current president of Nutley Unico. We are very proud and grateful to the board for recognizing our organization for all the good that we do. Service above self is our motto, and we try to fulfill that every time we meet and care to do something for the community. And we think about it all the time, and we thank you. And I thank all of the members who have come and received this proclamation for us. Thank you so much.
How about if we come up and take a picture?
I'd like that.
One more proclamation. This proclamation is for the Augustino's Market. Rocky Augustino recently retired. And again, the commissioner is going to read this proclamation together. Whereas in 1967, Alan Rose Bissell opened Bissell's Food Market at 632 Passaic Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, which was later renamed Augustino's Market under Rocky and Barbara Augustino. And whereas Augustino's Market has been a staple in Nutley for over 52 years, providing many local residents with food market goods, and whereas much of the food supplies and merchandise sold at Augustino's Market was distributed by Filigree Foods in Totowa, New Jersey, and picked up by Rocky in his delivery truck. And whereas a few of the first items available at Augustino's Market were cold cuts, milk, soda, fresh vegetables, bread, canned goods, and paper products. And whereas Rocky Augustino was also a butcher by trade and provided fresh cuts of meat for his customers.
Whereas the vegetables sold at Augustino's were supplied fresh from Newark Farmers Market and the bread from Zinicola Bakery on King Street in Nutley. Whereas Tuscan Dairy delivered milk daily in original glass deposit bottles, as they did many of the soda products, such as Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, and Vigor. Whereas in 1970, Agostino's Market added fresh coffee, greeting cards, magazines, newspapers, T&W, ice cream, Easter flowers, and Christmas wreath items were sold. And by the way, the coffee was great. It was always good. Whereas in the 1980s, the store expanded into the back of the building, which was a barber shop called Tom the Barber, and was used for additional storage, office space, and an original refrigerator built by Fink Brothers of Newark, New Jersey, which is still in use today. Whereas in the 1990s, New Jersey Lottery was added, no machine at first, just paper tickets and scratch-offs. Later, the green machine was put into service.
Whereas in the 2000s, the store continued to increase its services by staying open 7 days a week to sell the Sunday papers such as the Star Ledger, New York Times, New York Post, Harlem News, Bergen Record, and the New York Daily News. Where Agostino's Market provided residents in the area with home delivery service by the way of Rocky's truck or neighborhood kids who would walk or bicycle the goods to each home. And whereas Agostino's continue to be a neighborhood staple where many friends gather to enjoy a great cup of coffee, the morning paper, and some good conversations. Now, therefore, being proclaimed that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby congratulates the Agostino's family for exceptional service to their customers and the Nutley community, and commends them for many years of hard work and dedication to our township.
Congratulations to Rocky. You could not be here tonight. He has an infection that he went to the hospital with. I would like to thank Red Wilson for all his help and information in having the giving to our staff to put together a proclamation. I received a text from Tom Greco. I didn't know Rocky, but Tom grew up in that area and went to that store. So I'm going to read the text that he sent me as my comments, and I'm going to turn it over to commissioners who I know frequented that store. If you ask anyone who grew up in the Anacostia section of town if they ever heard of Agostino's Deli, most would probably say no. But if you ask if they heard of Rocky's, well, then everyone would smile widely and say, of course. There are certain words that you hear that automatically bring you back to your childhood. For our neighborhood, Rocky's is one of those words. Even at almost 60 years of age, I can't remember a time when Rocky wasn't there on the corner of Passaic and Wharton Avenues. I can remember him hand-delivering groceries to my mom a few times a week when I was just a kid. In fact, I honestly don't think I knew the ShopRite existed until I went to junior high school. That's how important Rocky's was to us. It was our ShopRite, our deli, our bakery, our comic book shop, our ice cream shop, our newspaper shop, our magazine shop, and most importantly, our candy shop. Rocky always had the best candy. For us, every day meant playing at Kingsland Park and then hitting Rocky's for the important stuff. And if you were a little short of a few cents, Rocky wouldn't think twice. He'd make sure you get what all your friends did. Rocky never let anyone leave the store unhappy. It's extremely fitting that we are honoring Rocky at this time of year because Rocky was our Mr. Gower from It's a Wonderful Life. There are many who stayed in the neighborhood who have the luxury of seeing Rocky all these years. Regrettably, I haven't seen him in probably 30 years. But even so, every day as I drive past that corner, I can't help but smile and think of those great days when Rocky's was a huge part of our daily world. He truly is a Nutley institution, and no one deserves this honor more. Tom Greco.
Nice. Sure. I live in that area, and I've been going to Rocky's for many, many years. I would stop in the morning on my way to New York to get coffee, get a sandwich. My kids I'd bring in for the candy, and I'd stop in for that. Rocky and I had always had this dialogue, which was around lottery tickets. One, he always told me that if you're going to buy lottery tickets, never buy an odd number. So, but I think that meant he's just trying to sell me an extra ticket, right? And then I would always say to him, and I'd say, Rocky, I said, I need a winner. Give me a winning ticket. And he would hand me a ticket, and he goes, this is a winner. And then I'd go home, and I'd lose. And I'd bring it back to him, and I'd say, Rocky, I said, I lost. He goes, I really thought that was a winner, So we always had this dialogue, but I have enjoyed many years of going in. And as I said earlier, one of the things I enjoy is a great cup of coffee, and I always got that with Rocky.
Commissioner.
Well, being in a very, very similar business, I have to say that I hope someday there's a couple kids from my neighborhood sitting back there like the two of you guys and saying these wonderful words about Rocky. So I grew up on Park Avenue, so I didn't start going into Rocky's till I was 17. And but my father always traveled to work that way, too, and he always stopped in for his coffee by Rocky's. And the funny part of how I really got to know Rocky was it was a morning just like how today was with the freezing rain. And I wind up borrowing a friend of mine's blazer back in the day, and it was an icy day. And I wind up doing 360s down Passaic Avenue, and the tree that I hit when I stopped was right in front of Rocky's store. So he came running out, and he says to me, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't realize it was icy out. I started spinning, and I couldn't stop spinning." He goes, "Oh, man, I can't wait to see your father tomorrow morning. I know he's not going to be happy with you." I'm like, "You know my father?" You know, because we were never in there together, but Rocky had that magic about him of putting people together and knowing who was who and always looking out for the kids. So God bless him. I could tell you the deli life, the store life is not an easy life 7 days a week, and he deserves and his family nothing but the best.
I know a couple people from the neighborhood are here. Anybody want to share anything since Rocky's not able to be here tonight? Red?
Well, a lot of you probably know me. I'm Red Wilson. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I can remember Joe over here coming into Rocky's for his cup of coffee and going back to Billy's gas station on a regular basis. Tom coming in for his lottery tickets. Al, grocery store, coming in there. The mayor himself coming in there many times. Rocky's history, how he got started, his original occupation was manager in the Acme supermarkets. So that's where it all started. So he was kind of in the food business. They were grooming him. And then the opportunity came there for Bissell School Market, where I believe it was Al Bissell and Rose. Al had passed away, and they needed somebody to come in, and that was Barbara's aunt and uncle. So he kind of just fell into it. Okay, perfect opportunity. And like the mayor just said there, did everything for you. He would never close the door. If he seen you coming like at 8 o'clock at night, open the door, let that man in. You know, yeah, he was just a very good person.
Always.
Still is.
Yeah.
How long did you work there, Red?
Me? Yeah. About 52 years. About as long as Rocky. Yeah. Yeah. And in defense, a lot of these people right here are from the neighborhood here, but grew up with me over there. And here they are, right here.
That's
still
great.
Supported. If Rocky's was there, we would still be going there. Yeah. Right.
Thank you for sharing.
I want to thank you. Yeah, for honor.
Anybody else want to share anything? Well, we're going to make sure that we go and either bring Rocky here. I would like to thank Tom Greco and Mike Iverson for the impetus to get this going, and then Red for all the information. So the three of you were very important in having this done today, and we're going to make sure Rocky gets this proclamation. You want to take a picture with everybody? Sure, we can take a picture.
Thank you.
Chris and Phil, you ready? Before we go to reports, we're going to have a presentation by our planners, Topology, a little update on where we are in relation to their community outreach. So, Chris Coley and Phil Abramson, floor is yours.
You can walk around.
Good. The lights.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for having us here tonight. This place really emptied out after those proclamations, but thanks to...
Don't take it personally.
Not at all. Thanks to members of the public who are still here and commissioners for letting us come out tonight. As the mayor said, my name's Chris Colley. I'm joined by my colleague Bill Abramson. We're with Topology. We're the redevelopment planners on the Roche site. And we've been running over the last month and a half or so a public engagement process around this property and the next phase of development for this property, which we're going to kind of refer to interchangeably as On3 on Roche. So if I say either one, keep up. And we just wanted to take this opportunity to sort of give an update as to where we stand and give a peek at what's going to be coming up next. So anything we say today, like we're sort of in a midpoint in the process. The surveys that we're going to be referencing are still ongoing. We encourage anyone to go take them. But we did want to take this chance to share some preliminary findings or sort of interim conclusions and then also just share some of the data that we've. So two steps. I shouldn't be up here for more than 10-12 minutes. We're going to go over what we've done, those first findings, and we're going to talk to the next steps in the process. So, you know, you don't just do engagement for the sake of doing engagement. You try and have objectives and reasons that you're talking to people, and particular things that you want to talk to them about. And for this project, like, and where we are in the phase, or at the phase currently, I want to understand what are people's concerns and objectives. We want to understand what community benefits that might come out of this project should be prioritized. And we want to understand what types of land uses are going to best serve Nutley in the long term. And sort of these conversations that we're having are really important to understanding those things. Eventually, as I said, you don't do engagement just for the sake of engagement. Eventually, there's going to be a redevelopment plan that's going to be written for this property. All of the sort of feedback and conversations and input that we're having now are going to inform that. So we showed this slide on November 6th at our kickoff, and it sort of laid out what we intended to do between the end of the year. I wanted to put it up again just for context, but like really we want to tell you where we are in the process, what we've been hearing so far in bold to emphasize the fact this process remains ongoing, and then ultimately what's going to come next. All right, so as I said, we launched this engagement effort back on November 6th. It's about 6 weeks ago now. We had a quite well-attended meeting over at the high school. We did an interactive polling exercise there, which 121 people participated in. I think quite a few more people were there, so we'll keep in mind for next time how to get those holdouts involved. But 121 participants. And then also we launched this online engagement, and really talking about the findings of that online engagement is going to form the brunt of what we discuss. But I do think, and we have this on the website, but in case folks haven't seen it, we did sort of cherry pick a couple of the questions that we did that night, which we think are relevant to what we're starting to hear and starting to see. And this first one, you know, what's your biggest concern with the redevelopment project, like it really jumps out these three top categories, you know, local schools, traffic, and then that the town might miss an opportunity to attract residents and preserve property values going to the issue of taxes. And like it, you know, unsurprisingly, those are themes that we've seen throughout some of the conversations. We also wanted to look a little bit at the positives. We asked people to rank what outcomes they'd like to see, and you see those here. Obviously, tax revenue coming tops, and sort of another theme you're going to see throughout is sort of the push for the downtown integration. This was actually our favorite question. Looking down the road, what might this campus be? And overwhelmingly, the folks who participated selected this option, a new center of activity for Nutley, which, frankly, I find a little bit inspirational, right? I mean, this sort of acknowledgement that there's a great special opportunity here beyond the scope of just any sort of average project you might have. And we think that sort of idea of a new center of activity for Nutley is a sort of compelling idea that might underscore our subsequent planning work. So we did the thing on the 6th, and we launched this online survey, which, as I said, remains ongoing. But just as a snapshot of some of the things we've heard from people on it, we're at 181 responses, which, we got out of the gate well. Responses continue to trickle in, but we do want to do sort of one big push on that. We'll speak to that later. So people who responded to this are 80% from Nutley, and then sort of all from all different points of their life, students, empty nesters. The survey skews a little older than the median age in Nutley presently. We sort of focused on three subject topics: housing, open space, to sort of show you what people are starting to say in those. But as a overall, where do we stand? We asked this one question. We've heard schools, taxes, and traffic are the big issues in Nutley. Are these the biggest? If not, are there others? And one of the folks who are here are obviously regular council, commissioner attendees and the commissioners themselves. So unsurprisingly, yes, people said that. So there were 17% of people who identified something else. We heard some parking comments, some transportation comments. But, these are the sort of the big issues that we're facing. And we sort of knew that going in, but it's important to have these processes and sort of confirm understandings. We asked some questions around commercial development, really downtown development. And I'm not going to read each one of these individually, but I think it's interesting that questions or other things that we ask people to rank, retain existing businesses was the category that had the highest percentage of has currently the highest percentage of very important or somewhat important. I think that sort of gets to what we saw with this proclamation of the pride of community. And if you go all the way down the end there, you see the create new housing at 19% currently. Percent very personal. We asked some targeted questions, or we're asking some targeted questions about housing and what kinds of housing and what might two graphs in a moment about specifically for young people. The question, Nutley offers adequate housing for young people. Second question, Nutley offers adequate housing for empty nesters. But really interestingly, of the responses we've received so far, the most common response has been neither agree nor disagree, which suggests to us that there's a lot more exploration of that topic and conversation about that topic. Because it's just a third or up to 40% of people on those two responses just didn't have an opinion on the issue, which was unusual. In terms of, we asked people if you're moving, or we're asking people if you're moving, are you going to stay? Are you going to go? And under half of the folks who intend to move in the next 5 years currently said that they intend to stay. We asked them why, and those responses would go beyond the scope of this, but We have a bunch of answers from folks on that. We can talk about that more in a bit. But of the people that want to move, we thought it was interesting that about 70% of them would prefer to be in a single-family home, which, as you know, is really a lot of what you see in Nutley's housing stock. And we did see a small portion, or I shouldn't say small, somewhat significant portion, the second highest responded would prefer age-restricted. These are the two graphs I spoke to before, and what's kind of interesting, the office adequate housing grant for now is young people, and see that intermediate, which as I said suggests there's a lot more work to be done on that subject. We'll speak a little bit about like transportation, mobility, what we've seen so far. We're urban planners, so we're naturally into walkability. Really positive response, I think, in terms of people walking around town right now. Also a desire to walk more if there were more facilities. And then this next one I think is quite interesting so far, too, about the greatest transportation challenge Nutley faces. We just, on face, assumed that traffic was going to probably come number one here. Interestingly, public transit is currently pulling ahead. 37%, and then we started to look at that compared to, well, why do people come to Nutley? And is there anything, any sort of parallels? A third of the people, when we asked them, well, why do you live in Nutley? About a third of the people said that they come here because of convenience and accessibility to jobs. So the fact that transit is seen as a challenge, but accessibility is seen as an asset, like presents a sort of paradox. Fortunately, Commissioner Tucci's not here. We do have some initial stuff on open space. We'll keep asking people. 83% of respondents to the survey visit a park in Nutley at least monthly, which makes sense. But also, and then this sort of gets to this question of what kind of benefits might the town focus on. Like sports fields and exercise equipment polling very low right now, whereas pathways, places to hang out, things of that nature are. So that's sort of what we've seen so far in this survey, which, as I said, goes ongoing. The other big place that we're currently collecting feedback, which we're going to talk about very briefly, is on this co-urbanized website. If anyone has not visited the site or subscribed to the site, I encourage you to do so. It's fun. There's a lot of information on there. We've got reference documents, timeline. We'll send out email blasts if there's an event coming up. You can see the URL there. So we're asking people these open-ended questions on there about favorite place, what makes Nutley special. I think the sort of most fun one is this last one, which is that if you had $5 million to spend improving Nutley, how would you spend it? I'd say about, I don't know, two-thirds of our comments have been around this question. We've seen, you know, some interesting ideas, some of which we expected to see, some of which we didn't. Frankly, I was not aware of the drastic push for a town pool. A lot of people talking about open Nichols Park improvements, sort of wide range of transit improvements from, you know, downtown, people talking about parking, streetscape. Schools, as I said, are a big issue. These conversations remain ongoing. I encourage you, as I said, to go on there. Most will respond. Some organic conversations. And lastly, we've gone out on a couple of days. I was hoping I could find some pictures. Like me, but that's me. Up there, we've been up three times, once in front of ShopRite on the 19th, Franklin and Center on the 26th, and then we were out last Friday early in the morning talking to bus commuters. And like, these are really sort of informal conversations that we've been having with people. Making sure that they're aware of the site and making sure that they know where to take a survey and know how to engage. And it's surprising, actually, the amount of people I've met who don't know anything going on. We'll say that the conversations that we've had during those tabling exercises were, you largely consistent with the types of things we're seeing at this point. So this is labeled conclusions to date, and I really want to emphasize the to date on that. As I said, like, this is an ongoing process. This is a checkpoint. We're here to provide an update. There are sort of like these big themes starting to emerge that were worth mentioning. So as I said earlier, this idea that taxes trapped in schools are confirmed as the primary concerns. That's, you see that in almost every conversation we have. We have seen this, and you saw it in that first polling question, that there is a negative attitude towards new housing. I've also sort of seen like a need, acknowledgement of a need for housing for specific like targeted types, whether that's investors or this idea of a new center of activity, which I think as planners we're always looking for big objectives. And I think that's a good one to sort of keep at the center of the conversation. Sort of transit paradox that I referenced earlier, that accessibility is a reason to live in Nutley, but we've had all these conversations. Yes, and then lastly, we've seen this culture of walkability. You see that in town. There aren't, frankly, many towns that have as much conversation with people just standing on a street corner like we were able to in those. But also, like, there's a question maybe if there's already this walkable culture. As I said, it's checkpoint interim, so we'll continue to refine this because we know we have to have that conversation. So we've been having general conversations, high-level objectives, concerns, things of that nature.
But we really think that the residents need and deserve like more detailed conversations about and uses on site and like how those things translate into impact. This translates to those things.
And also, one thing we found, we sort of glossed over it on the 6th, but the township does have this
affordable housing application, and we think there's a need to really explain what that means and how
it applies. There's a sort of need to engage with people who live around the campus,
and also the business community.
So when I showed you that slide in the beginning, that reference the sort of focus groups as the third thing.
We do intend to have those meetings in January, Chamber, Brewery, and Neighborhood.
We really want to make a push to make sure that anyone who wants to do that survey does so. Because the more numbers we get, like the better off it's going to be. So
we're going to really go
aggressively on promoted advertisements, and hopefully we can get some assistance and any local listservs in terms of getting that out. And all that's sort of going to be building to what we think makes sense. These are those next steps. But to have another get-together with folks, probably hopefully in early February, to go through a more detailed conversation about some these key issues that we hear people raising. So to go into the affordable housing application. So ultimately, as I said, to start, all of that gets translated into a redevelopment plan. And that would be the end goal, but we did think that since it had been about 6 weeks of chatting with people and hearing from people, that it was worthwhile to come in and
share some of the feedback and hopefully spark a new round of engagement and spark a new round of input. And that's
what I have to say, so we're here for chats and discussion and questions as thank you.
Commissioners have any questions? Commissioner Evans?
Just, I noticed that you're going to have a focus session with the Chamber, with the Brewery, and then, like maybe they said, the neighborhood. I would ask that you just be fairer about the opportunity, circulate, maybe have something that's more open so you get the community at large to come. So it's a little less
have one. If you want to do those three, that's fine. I don't disagree with that, but have something that's absolutely more targeted. I do agree that what we've been hearing around taxes, schools, traffic, you know, is an ongoing theme. But I also agree with you that in your digesting of what you've heard, a need to have something that's more detailed, more informational to help people to become better grounded on what all the issues are. So so I think you were suggesting that you're going to do that in February. It feels to me that that if that could be done sooner, because I do think that that type of meeting will influence what people really have to say about the site, because they'll have a better foundation. So I think it may influence what some of the data that you've been gathering to date. Okay?
Commissioner Petracca?
Yes. All the people that were polled in this, this was all from the high school, or have you added to those numbers?
No. So these questions here, this is from the high school, but no, we have, this is a whole separate survey. These have all been completed since the evening.
So how many people do you think have we've touched through this type of almost like social media, I would call it, right?
Yeah, I can tell you that.
The process.
550 people have come to the co-urbanized website. I can tell you that 180 people have completed the survey. And I can tell you that we've spoken to about 130 people on the street. So all told, like, that adds up to around like 900 people.
And I have to tell you, my next statement is I think that you guys are doing an awesome, great, fantastic job for Nutley. I at the high school, I was so impressed how you had the audience participating in the whole night. When we were thinking about hiring a firm, I love that you guys were younger, because I think that we're going to be able to touch a lot of younger people who are up and coming, or who are thinking about buying a home in Nutley, or, you know, even going to work on that campus. So I think that we're really touching all the bases. I think it's a big shout out to the Nutley people to get your voice heard, because you could see through the presentation that you made, you know, I've always said, as elected officials, it's not what five people want up here. It's, you know, it's what the town people want and what the residents want. And now it's really time for them to voice, you know, their, you know, what they want to see Nutley become in the future. And, you know, we're all anxious to see that. But I just want to say, you know, to you guys, I think you are doing a great job. And thank you for standing on those cold corners in the morning and really getting Nutley to participate in it, because it's, you know, everybody has stock in Nutley. So thank you guys.
Just to dovetail a little bit on what Commissioner Petracca said, to anybody out there listening, that if you go to our website, on the home page itself of our, there is a tab for Nutley for Roche Redevelopment, which brings you to the links to the survey and to the co-urbanization site. So, you know, just, you can go to our website, go to the home page, go to the Roche Redevelopment, and you can access a lot of the documents that are out there that have been prepared, but also the survey and the co-urbanized site. I want to commend you guys also for going out there. I was in front of the ShopRite with Chris for about a half hour. He was out there a lot longer than that. And those were the three themes that we heard in the half hour I was out there: traffic, taxes, and schools. I'm interested in, since you were at Route 3 and Clifton Commons and at Darling Avenue in Kingsland, on the adequate transportation, people, you know, do the commuters think there's adequate transportation? And is it just the people who don't commute don't think there's adequate transportation? Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, that's interesting. Look, I commute via transit. Friday morning, so everybody was in a good mood, but everybody's always going to be concerned about reliability and consistency of service, so like we heard some of that. But I think what we did hear a little bit of when we were on Route 3 was it just kind of being a pain to get to that bus stop. right? And like services maybe like not sufficient to like service all the people there. We did hear that. Frankly, I was impressed by how frankly the bus came on Route 3. Just being concerns about reliability service and adequacy for some parking rights and stuff.
I know in just some of the questions that you had asked me that between 7:30 and 9 o'clock on Kingsland and Darling, there's a bus every 10 minutes, which I wasn't aware of. So that's interesting. And you said there was a frequent bus on Clifton, on Route 3?
Yeah.
And plus then we also have on Kingsland, we have all along Kingsland, there's bus pickups too. So maybe that's something to explore, that with the commuters, you know, how is the existing transportation in their opinion? Because it does seem there's a disconnect for the people who are commuting. You know, that's one of the reasons they moved here, right? Because the access into the city, and so, you know, we do seem to have quite a few bus lines. You know, the 33, 88, the 199, the 192, the 32. So we do have some access by a bus. And 25 minutes here in the city. So, anything else, commissioners? Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you coming out. And we look forward to further study and your interaction with our with the public. Thank you. Have a good night. Let's move on to reports. Commissioner Petracco.
I have a report for public safety this month, yes.
Mr. Evans?
I have a report for November 19th for the code enforcement department.
Commissioner Tucci has a shade tree report, and I have monthly progress reports also from the Department of Public Works. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for December 17, 2019. Public Affairs, $174,584.56. Revenue and Finance, $2,709,732.89. Public Safety, $75,748.78. Public Works, $208,256.68. Parks and Public Property, $113,382.42. Water Utility, $35,430.79. Overtime payroll total is $50,288.91. Total payroll, $955,560.80, for a grand total of $4,272,696.92.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Commissioner announcements. Commissioners, any announcement? Commissioner Petracco?
I do have one announcement to make. I just wanted to really thank the Nutley Volunteer Fire Department. I actually went on the Santa run that they do with the fire trucks every year to many corners in town. And I have to tell you, seeing those youngsters come out and chase that fire truck down with Santa in it, it was really incredible. And they've been doing that for many, many years now in town, and to become a really great tradition. And even with the weather not so great, with a misty kind of rainy day, it was really fantastic to be part of that. So I got to say, my hat's off to the Nutley Fire Department, the volunteers.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Evans?
I just wanted to acknowledge Carmen Bucco. He had a breakfast on this past Sunday. Al and I were able to attend. I was so impressed and moved by it. He's established a foundation for orphan children and adults, helping them transition out of foster environment into adult life. And it, given his background, his own experience as a foster child, I just wanted to offer congratulations and commending him for his willingness to pursue that. It's this new area of, I think, where Nutley can get involved and really help others, especially young adults, to get on the right path, avoid some of the negatives that are out there in life, you know, drugs and crime and other things that I've been reading about, which suggests that that you know, there's got to be some help to help those children avoid those negative consequences. So I just wanted to just offer congratulations to him. The other is just a really quick thing. As part of COA, we're required to establish a rehab rehabilitation ordinance for income qualifying properties for different repairs, such as roofs, furnaces, things like that, if they meet a certain income level. We've been working on that program now because the trust fund for COA has about $600,000 in it that has to be used for that purpose. So probably in the February timeframe, we'll have the ordinances ready. But more importantly, we've been able to continue to work with the county to couple it with the county program, which could make as much as $35,000 in total available to a homeowner who income qualifies for certain major type repairs. The interesting thing about it is it's actually a loan, interest-free, but it lasts for 10 years. So 10 years and a day, the loan is forgiven. So it's a real opportunity for people who need to and want to stay in their home, need to do the improvements, but that'll be before the Board of Commissioners, probably in the February timeframe, and we'll move forward with it.
They have to stay in their home for 10 years, correct?
Stay in the home, yeah. Yep. And if they sell prior, and then they have to repay the loan.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. Again, I'd like to thank everybody for all your participation in getting ready for the holiday season and the tree lighting. Especially like to thank the Department of Public Works for all they do on my behalf in getting us ready for that. So, you know, there's a lot that we offer in town. Santa Claus on the back of the fire truck, pictures with Santa, the Chamber of Commerce having Santa come in by helicopter, the tree lighting with carriage rides, and, you know, it's part of what makes our community great, because we do offer these things and we come together as a community to help celebrate not only this holiday but
Absolutely.
Many of the other holidays in town. So I'd like to thank you all again for all your help.
Right. And Mayor, let's put a plug in Shop Nutley. I got some great gifts on Saturday that I need to pick up from local stores, and I think there's some great opportunities out there.
Shop Nutley. Buy your gift certificates from our local eateries. You know, everybody likes a gift certificate. Everybody wants to go out to eat. They, you know, go to your deli. yes, shop local.
If anybody's interested, I like to go to Bel Paese.
All right, Commissioner. Let's move on to public hearings. Ordinance number 3431 is being tabled to December 31st. That was has to be re-advertised and will be on December 20th. What's that? Oh, no, that's right. It's not going to be I misspoke. That'll be on January 2nd and not on the 31st. So it'll be tabled to January 2nd. Ordinance number 3432, I'd like to open a public hearing. Anybody would like to be heard on 3432? Seeing that, I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Evans, will you take Commissioner Rogers and Commissioner Tucci's also?
Yes. My first resolution is for Commissioner Rogers. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS 48:4-58, the following transfers of appropriation in the 2019 budget be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. Garbage and trash removal, $5,000 to Health Department O&E, $5,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
For Commissioner Tucci, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS 48:4-58, the following transfers of appropriation in the 2019 budget be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. From health insurance, $49,000, to building O&E, $5,000, parks O&E, $7,500, telephone salary and wage, $4,000, information technology salary and wage, $5,000, recreation committee O&E, $16,500, recreation committee salary and wage, $6,000, shade tree O&E, $5,000, for a total of $49,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Second for Commissioner Tucci, whereas the Van Riper House, a nonprofit corporation duly organized under the laws of the State of New Jersey, would like to renew the lease agreement with the Township of Nutley to lease the Van Riper House located at 437 River Road in Nutley. Whereas the tenant agrees to lease from the landlord and the landlord agrees to lease to the tenant, the premises located at 437 River Road in Nutley, commonly referred to as the Van Riper House. Whereas the term of the lease shall be for 20 years, commencing December 18, 2019, and ending on December 17, 2039. And whereas the tenant agrees to pay the landlord a rent of $1 per year payable on December 18, 2019, and each December 18th thereafter. And now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the contract be awarded to the Van Riper House, Inc., and that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
These are next several are for me. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that there be established in the Department of Revenue and Finance a petty cash account in the amount of $650 for the year 2020. Set funds to be in the custody of the custodian of petty cash. All petty cash vouchers are to be approved by the department designee and authorized by the purchasing agent or her designee. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas in accordance with NJAC 17:27.3.2, each public agency, which is the Township of Nutley, shall designate an individual to serve as its public agency compliance officer, commonly referred to as PACO, which serves as a liaison between the Department of Treasury, Division of Public Contracts, Equal Employment Opportunity, and the Township of Nutley. Whereas the PACO serves as the public agency's point of contact for all matters concerning implementation and administration of the above-referenced statute, and is responsible for assuring that no public contract may be awarded nor monies paid until the contractor has agreed to contract performance, which applies to approved affirmative action plans. And now, therefore, be resolved that the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby appoints Eleni Pettis, Municipal Clerk, as the SPACO for the calendar year 2019. Be it further resolved that in accordance with NJAC 17:27.3.2, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized and directed to forward a certified copy of this resolution to the State of New Jersey Department of the Treasury, Division of Contracts Compliance and EEO in Public Contracts, P.O. Box 209, Trenton, New Jersey. So move.
Second.
Commissioner, that should be 2020, though. Okay. That was a misprint on the...
Yes. Thank you for picking that up. Now, therefore, should be for the year 2020.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
My next ordinance, resolution is I'm reading it along with the Board of Commissioners. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a continuing need for the services of a special development council through a non-fair and non-open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A 20.5 and NJSA 28:11-1 as amended. Whereas John Inglesino of the law firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, and Taylor, 600 Parsippany Road, Suite 204, Parsippany, New Jersey, has ably and continuously provided these services since October 1, 2013. Whereas John Inglesino has submitted a 2020 fee schedule to provide such services at an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for services by a paralegal or law clerk. Whereas the contract will not exceed $95,000 for the period January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, and funds are available from account 001-226-205, which will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification is subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget. Whereas the law firm has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 1944A.20.5 or the town's local unit pay-to-play ordinance or NJ election law commission disclosure requirements. And that the contract will bar John Linguacino from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, contract for Special Development Council as follows. The Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver a 2020 contract for professional legal services with John Inglesino of the firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, Taylor, in Parsippany, as stated above, pursuant to a non-fair, non-open process in accordance with NJSA 19:44A 20.5 for the term beginning January 1, 2020 through December 31st for the stated hourly rates not to exceed $95,000. A copy of this resolution, as well as the contract and the business disclosure entity certification and the business entity disclosure of campaign contributions, shall be placed on file with the clerk. A copy of the resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of passage. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Again, I'm reading along with the Board of Commissioners. Whereas there exists a continuing need for the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley for legal counsel to provide legal services related to township's affordable housing requirements through a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.5. Whereas Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, Taylor, 600 Parsippany Road, Suite... Parsippany, New Jersey, has ably and continuously provided these services and has provided a fee schedule which reflects no changes for the period January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020 as follows. An attorney on staff shall be paid an hourly rate of $215 for legal services and a paralegal or law clerk will be paid $100. Whereas the total amount of the services rendered pursuant to this resolution shall not exceed $15,000 in the aggregate, which amount shall not include any fees to be reimbursed via developer escrows or otherwise. And whereas funds are available for this purpose through the COA trust account T26909902 and a certification of funds has been provided by the Chief Financial Officer. Whereas John Inglesino of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that he and the firm have not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political candidate or committee in the township in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 1944A 20.5 or the township's local unit pay to play or the New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission disclosure requirements. And then the contract will bar John Inglesino and the firm from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in accordance with local public contracts law, do hereby authorize the mayor and clerk to execute, seal, and deliver a contract to John P. and Inglesino of the firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiskaller, and Taylor, pursuant to provisions of NJ 1944A:20.5, for an amount not to exceed $15,000 with the stated hourly rates for the terms stated herein. Further resolved that the copy of this resolution shall be published as required by law and that the business entity disclosure certification of business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the Code Enforcement Department received a filming performance bond deposit in the amount of $5,000 from ABC Studios for filming Emergence Season 1 at various locations. ABC Studios has completed filming for Season 1. The zoning official has determined that a fee of $5,000 shall be refunded to ABC Studios and funds will be available from account 915-909-919. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund the filming performance bond deposit in the amount of $5,000 to ABC Studios. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the law firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiskaller, Taylor, 600 Parsippany Road, Suite 204 Parsippany, has been awarded an unfair and open contract as professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A:20.5 to provide services to the Board of Commissioners as a counsel for the Township concerning compliance procedure and general legal issues. Whereas such services will exceed the contract amount of $35,000 in change order one and the amount of $5,000 in the following change order is needed. Change order number two, provide legal services not to exceed $8,500. Whereas funds are available from account 901-210-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, the change order number two in the amount of $8,500 be and is hereby approved. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Whereas the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse established the Municipal Alliance for Prevention of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse in 1989 to educate the and engage residents, local government, and local and law enforcement officials, schools, non-profit organizations, the faith community, parents, youth, and other allies, in efforts to prevent alcoholism and drug abuse in the communities throughout the New Jersey. Whereas the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley County of Essex State in New Jersey recognizes that the abuse of alcohol and drugs is a serious problem in our society among persons of all ages and therefore has established Municipal Alliance Committee. And whereas the Board of Commissioners further recognizes that it is incumbent upon not only public officials but upon the entire community to take action to prevent such abuses in our community. And whereas the Board of Commissioners has applied for funding to the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse through the County of Essex. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners in the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby recognizes the following. The Board of Commissioners do hereby authorize submission of a strategic plan for the Nutley Municipal Alliance Grant fiscal year 2021 in the amount of DEDR $19,906.54, cash amount $4,976.64, in-kind $14,929.91. The Board of Commissioners acknowledges the terms and conditions for administering the Municipal Alliance Grant, including the administrative compliance and audit requirements. I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex State of New Jersey, in accordance with provisions of RS 48-4-58, the following transfers of appropriations in 2019 budget be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have. Thank you, Commissioner. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley shall apply for community development block grant monies for the year 2020. And whereas public hearings regarding the CDBG program were held on November 25, 2019, and December 2, 2019, at which time application for grants were accepted. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of the Township of Nutley submits the following applications for funding for 2020. ADA elevator at Nutley Park, Nutley Public Library, $95,000. Two, Duncan Place reconstruction and resurface, $132,290. And three, in Twistle Street reconstruction and resurfacing, $171,035. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas bids for the NJDOT Grant Avenue Roadway Improvement Project, Section 1, Passaic Avenue to Myrtle were received, Myrtle Avenue were received and opened on November 7, 2019. Whereas Savelli & Son General Contracting, 81 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, was the low bidder. Whereas the base bid for the NJDOT Grant Avenue Roadway Improvement Project, Section 1, Passaic Avenue to Myrtle Avenue, is in the amount of $376,281 for a total bid amount of $376,281, whereas funds are available from account G04-161-401 and ordinance 3422 in the amount of $376,281. For money received by a grant from New Jersey Department of Transportation, local aid municipal grant, have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to Savelli & Son General Contracting not to exceed $376,281, and that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with provision RS 40A-40-58, the following transfers of appropriation, the 2019 budget, be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. From PERS, $12,000, to Social Security, $12,000. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle application has been received from the VFW post number 493, Stuart E. Egger, license number 5719, off-premise merchandise raffle to be held Monday, March 2nd, 2020. Whereas the application has been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned license is approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license with the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Read the questions, Mr. Moore.
February 19, 2019, we adopted Resolution 5719, which was the employee handbook that was adopted by resolution. Was there a reason for resolution, or should it have been a ordinance?
Want me to answer that, Mr. Mayor?
Sure, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, we can adopt it by resolution, which we did. Since that time, it's been modified because of the new changes in the law that came down since that time, including the new sick leave law, Domestic Violence Leave Act, Family Blight Leave Insurance Act, and so forth. There are a couple others, so resolution is appropriate.
Will there be an update to that?
Yes, it should be going out shortly.
Probably early next year. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the second question was, is it possible to post resolutions and ordinances on the website prior to the meeting so that the people could have an opportunity to look at it?
You mean instead of an agenda, Mr. Moore? I mean, the agenda's up there quite early.
I believe it's to say, is there any more information that could be up there that people have an opportunity to read?
We'll take that under advisement, Mr. Moore.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, before we adjourn, wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and a healthy and happy New Year.
Need a motion?
Move it.
Commissioner Evans?
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The time is 8:47.
Good night, everybody. Happy Holidays.